It's the Barely Podcasting Podcast with your host, Barely. And he might bring along that stupid peeing dog, too. Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is your host, Barely, and we're on to episode number 18. Today, and I know I've said this before, this is not a sports podcast, but it's going to revolve a lot around sports, so hopefully you'll enjoy it. It was actually a lot of kind of funny things that I did notice throughout the week. Well, I really hope you enjoy it. It was just a lot of things that kind of happened, and it all revolved around a sporting theme. I don't get why, but hey, might as well. So let's get into everything. This past week started off with me going to my first Sox game. I know I've mentioned it in the past that I am a Chicago White Sox fan, and this was the first game I actually got to go to this season. The way we got these tickets was my uncle, who just moved into town, went to school with a guy who was on the Oakland A's who we were playing. He went to school with this guy's father. Good family friends, blah, blah, blah. Got tickets. So it was actually kind of interesting. I actually got to meet him. I met a Major League Baseball player. He's out in the outfield behind third base. I always mix it up if that's left field or right field. And he also plays first base for the Oakland A's. His name's Nick Swisher. I got to meet him. Hopefully I will get a picture up here on the website by the time I get this thing recorded and edited of me actually meeting him. And what he did is every time I go to a Sox game, I'm always in a jersey my wife had given me for one of my birthdays a couple years ago. It has my number and name on the back, and I also wear the hat of the team, normally the White Sox. I don't wear anyone else's hat. I went there, and he took a picture with me, and he's coming off of warming up, so he's in his warm-up gear and everything, but he puts his glove and very obviously throws his glove across the Sox logo on my jersey. And the two of us just started laughing. He's a real nice guy, but it was just really funny that he threw this up there and wouldn't remove it until after the picture was taken. And there's all these guys around here like, I want an autograph. I'm a big leaguer. I mean, I didn't ask for the guy's autograph. My uncle's going to try to print off the picture and then get an autograph on that, where it's me and him actually there. So it'll be interesting. Hopefully I'll have that up here pretty soon. I just actually did receive the picture, and I'm going to try to get it up onto the site here by the time I post this. Stand by, and hey, maybe you'll see that picture of actually what I look like in person. Take a look at all these stats. Stats. Printed right here on the back. I'm not sure if any of you have really driven in Chicago lately. One of the major expressways that gets to Comiskey Park, now U.S. Cellular Field, blah, 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 where the White Sox play, that expressway that goes right in front of it is completely torn up, and it's a nightmare to get to it. We're driving down. I took a half day of work and met up with my parents and my aunt and uncle, who all went to the game with my wife and I. All six of us drove down together. My wife is kind of takes a back seat when I start dictating on how to drive places. My dad, on the other hand, does not. He doesn't understand that I have driven this countless of times, how to get in from their location. I know about 8 different routes. My father, he would always go down to the same place. He kind of knows his way down around downtown, but when he wants to go south, he doesn't know, whereas I do. And I was directing the whole way around. I said, okay, let's keep an eye on the expressway, namely because we have to take this one expressway that's completely torn up. And actually, when they tore it up a couple months ago, all the TV stations were there saying, okay, now don't use this expressway. It's going to be really bad, blah, 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 blah. We're thinking, okay, it's middle of the afternoon. It might be open. The closer we got to it, the more my gut said no. Started kind of watching side streets and everything. They were filling up heavier than they normally do. And I'm very familiar with these streets, so I said, just keep going. Do not get off on the expressway. Actually, don't get off on to the other expressway from the expressway we were on. My dad's like, no, that's a bad decision, bad decision. I said, Dad, trust me on this one. My uncle was the one who said, okay, and he was the one driving. He's like, okay, I'm going to follow your lead on this, but if this breaks bad, it's all your fault. I said, not a problem. If it breaks bad, it's my fault, but I think we're going to be off better. We passed the exit, just like I told him. And as we go over the expressway, boom, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. I mean, it was it was one of the times I was actually able to turn to my dad and said, "Ah, beat you on that one." And my dad took his lumps, but he egged me on for the rest of the evening. I'll get to that later. We go down and we get to the stadium, and there's a parking lot I have parked at every game I've ever gone to. It's actually right in front of the stadium. This parking lot has always said coupon park. You could always pay cash there as well. We get there, the gates are closed. It's like, okay. And they said, well, we have to wait for a cashier. Okay, so that's still reconfirming that this is still a cash parking lot as well. They open up, and then they say, no, it's coupon only. Then it's like, why did you have to wait for a stinking cashier? It took them forever, first of all, to open up the place, and then by the time they did open it up, they told us we had to back out, and I mean, we had cars behind us. We were the first in line. It was just a nightmare because no one ever posted anything. So that was us getting there to meet Nick Swisher, which I got to meet, and I already told you about that whole story.
In another language, he might say,
okay, once we got in, we got settled. I mean, we had really good seats. I mean, we were three rows off of the playing field. We were right there, right down in the middle of everything. It was just really nice, but it was cold. It was a cold evening. So instead of like the, okay, hey, look, let's get a beer, everyone's like, I want hot chocolate. And so my wife brings a coat, and I bring a coat myself, but I'm, like I said, I'm in this jersey, I'm in a hat, and I'm in a t-shirt and jeans. It's pretty much, I mean, the jeans are the things that I can change every game. Depending if it's going to be a hot game, I'll wear shorts. If it's going to be a cold game, I'll wear jeans. I'm there, and the whole game, my parents keep saying this, my aunt and uncle keep saying this, my wife begins to get into it too, saying, you need to put on your coat. I'm like, no, I'm fine, it's not cold. My folks and my aunt and uncle left in the seventh inning. They were bundled up. They had on winter coats, sweaters, shirts, think a t-shirt underneath of it, and a blanket over top. And they're shivering. I'm sitting there in a jersey, an authentic jersey, and a t-shirt. And I'm like, I'm fine. It's not bad. I mean, it wasn't warm, but it wasn't cold. I wasn't sitting there like cold the whole entire time. So I don't understand why they were all complaining. Boy, I guess that just is what happens when you get old. Thank God I'm not old yet, because I can still pull off stupid stunts like that.
Super Turbo Limited Edition, one of a kind, big old disco. Maybe you would like to trade.
Throughout the whole game, my uncle is sitting there, and he's a sports fanatic, but yet I think I beat him on it. He kept saying, okay, when Nick comes up, we're going to leave after that. And I said, no. You don't leave that early in the game. As we're going through the game, he keeps saying this, and my father actually also saying that, oh, yeah, hey, the Cubs are better, blah, blah, blah. And if you know the rivalry between the Cubs and the Sox in Chicago, you know that's not what you say. You can get hurt, and not by me, but by, like, someone else. My uncle kept saying, okay, it's getting cold. We're going to leave after the seventh. Nick Swisher was able to get up in the seventh. He struck out, and so my uncle's like, no, we're going to leave. The Sox aren't going to win. They were down, I think, 4-0 at that point. So, and I told him, I said, no, you don't leave before the eighth. The eighth inning is where everything's going to take place. My uncle's like, no. They've lost. The game's over. I'm like, it's the seventh inning. I found out I could be a little bit of a prognosticator, or I could see the future, whichever one is the true definition of what I'm just going to explain here. At one point, Oakland was threatening to score, and my uncle's like, yeah, they're going to go down by more. And I'm like, no, they're going to throw a double play right here. There was one out. What happened? Next pitch, boom, got hit, thrown into a double play. My uncle looks at me, he's like, wow, that was good. I'm like, yeah, I know. Also came into effect a little bit later, because my aunt and uncle, my parents all went back to the car. They're like, okay, if you want to stay, that's fine. We had a cell phone on us, so in case anything happened, we could get in touch with them. They said that they were going to go and listen to the rest of the game in the car, in the stinking parking lot. Of course, I'm still in my jersey and t-shirt. I haven't put a coat on, but it seemed like there were some other people who had done the same thing, so I was actually able to move down to the front row. And in the eighth, the White Sox rallied to tie the game. And I called my uncle and I said, did you see that? two home runs, blah, blah, blah. Kind of explain out the whole thing. And he's like, shut up. I'm like, I told you, don't leave before the eight. He had to eat his words. It was so funny because he's like, yeah, you did it. You knew it. You knew it. And of course, what happens at the end is I've wanted to see an extra innings game where you go beyond the nine innings and you're still tied. And I've also wanted to see a walk-off home run. Well, that didn't happen in this. I saw a walk-off bunt in the 10th. My wife and I were front row. I mean, a ball can roll our way and I can lean over and pick it up. The Sox get a guy on first and third and the guy and the batter bunts and game over. It was great. Yay. I go back out to my aunt and uncle and my wife and I were planning this the whole way there. We look at him, it's like, oh, did you see what? Oh, no, you didn't. You left. I just had to dig it in a little bit more. Following the theme of today's show, I'm going to do my review on a sports podcast. And it's more just general sports, so it's something you can listen to year-round. It's not just following one specific sport or one specific team. It's about sports in general, primarily your American sport. Baseball, football, basketball, and maybe a little bit of hockey. Of course, we're coming into this towards the end of the hockey season, and they've been hurting because of the strikes. Let's just put it that way. So I haven't heard too much about hockey, and it's not just on any podcast or anything. It's in the major media as well. Of course, the hockey team from Chicago sucks this year, so of course I'm not going to hear anything about them. The I'm Right, You're Wrong podcast is done from the perspective of really two fans, and this is a show that really needs to be picked up by sports radio. These two guys, the banter is pretty good, and they cover all of sports. They don't just focus in on a local team or something. Even though checking out the bios on their website, you can see that you have Charlie and Brandon. And Charlie's favorite team is the Houston Astros, which my White Sox beat in the World Series last year. So, just a little bit of a dig. Hey, I'm giving you a free review. I can do a little bit of a dig here and there. And Brandon, his favorite team is the Green Bay Packers, which really sucked last year. Of course, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, so that's another ha ha ha, another little dig. Hey, it's a free review, so deal with it. But they don't focus in on just their favorite teams. They focus in on sports as a whole, and they look at it really as the way a fan does. Playoff series, they have been trying to predict what's been going on, but yet I have yet to see any sports fan not do that, whether you're on radio or you're just talking around the water cooler. The show definitely does give you the gamut of all of sports, what's been going on, and they are focusing in on a lot of what everybody else is focusing in on, Barry Bonds in baseball, which is unfortunate because, I mean, the guy, he was chasing number two. Who cares? If you're going for the record, you go for number one. Who cares about number two? That's a side tangent of my own that I need to get over myself. But these two guys really do a sports podcast, and they do it well. Their chemistry is definitely there. The banter is very good. They're not stepping on each other unless it's necessary. Of course, in a sports podcast, isn't stepping on each other when you're talking a little bit necessary at some point? This is definitely a show you should check out. It should be one that's put onto your podcatcher just because it's something slightly different, but yet everybody out there is kind of following sports. If you know even just a little bit, which these guys will give you, you can join into a conversation. And you can even catch up on these. Even though you kind of already know the outcomes, they still give a pretty good review of what's going on, as well as a little bit of history of what's going on with it as well. So I would definitely recommend putting this into your subscribed shows, and also let them know that, hey, Barely Podcasting sent you over. You can check them out at rwpodcast.com. That's R as in right, W as in wrong, podcast.com. Yeah, definitely go check them out. Drop them a line saying, hey, look, Barely from Barely Podcasting sent me over. I know I kind of like that. So anyway, yeah, check them out. This is a very good show. You very much will enjoy it.
Take a look at all these stats.
Stats.
Right here on the back.
anytime that you go to a sporting event or see one on TV, you always see people in the stands with the banners that are like, hey, hit a homer for me, or it's my birthday, win the game for me, or something along those lines. You always see the John 3:16 guy, too, there somewhere. Someone will be out there with a homemade sign that says John 3:16. Between innings, I was kind of looking around, just kind of seeing the crowd and everything, and I saw the weirdest banner I ever have seen at a sporting event or anywhere else. This banner said, and I quote, I installed a sink this weekend. That was it. I installed a sink this weekend. What the? And this was done on like a queen size bed sheet. It was big and it filled up the whole thing. But I looked at it and I looked at my wife because everyone else had left by that point. That was at least in my party. And I look at it, I look at my wife and I'm like, what the hell is that? She looks at me, she's like, I have no clue. I installed a kitchen sink this weekend. Good for you.
In another language, he might say, I might be worth something someday.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty much going to wrap up the show. Like I said, everything revolved around sports this week. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully I wasn't too much into the nitty-gritty of a sport and just kind of telling you how the whole event went. Let me know if I screwed that up or if you actually kind of enjoyed it. I don't have any more tickets to any more games here coming up, so you're not going to have to listen to another one of these for a while. I don't know. Could that be a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. But, hey, let me know. You can drop me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. Leave a comment on the website at barelypodcasting.com, or hey, leave me a voicemail at area code 206-666-2660, or you can Skype me, and please, if you're trying to add me to your contacts, let me know you're a listener. So if you are listening from the show, my Skype ID is Barely. Let me know that you're a listener. Otherwise, I don't know if I'm gonna add you, and I don't want to sound rude, but hey, there are weird people out there. I'm still asking for requests if you want to hear my wife on the show. I've begun talking to her, and I've played a couple things, and I'm going to play them all on the if I can get her on to the show, which I do need your help. I'm going to play them all and read all the emails then. So those of you who have sent stuff in, I appreciate it. But please, keep sending stuff in. The more I get, the more it will entice her, I guess you can say, to come on to the show. I need your help on that one. Let's see. Besides that, I didn't get anything in, which I do appreciate that everyone did send in. Just an update onto the podcast pickle. This is really the directory I'm going to focus in on, just because I think it's probably one of the best ones out there. I am sitting right now at number 99. If someone gets like a couple more people added to their favorites, I'm bumped out, and I've already been bumped out once. I made it up to like 89, and then boom, I'm out. So if you haven't done so already, go over to the pickle, add me as a favorite, and keep me in the top 100. I kind of want to be there by the end of the, I guess you could say the season that the pickle has, which ends in June and at the end of December. So yeah, add me as a favorite there. If you want to write a review, go over to iTunes and do it there. Just quick little thing. I'd appreciate either of them. And we do have one update onto the Frapper Map. Digger's Story, which is a podcast that's geared for children, has signed up for the map as well. I hope I'm not scaring any children with my stories, but I do appreciate you, Digger, that you came over. He is at diggerstory.com. He says, hello, everybody, and thanks for the invite. He had asked to come on to my personal map, not the show map. And so I accept everyone onto the personal map, but I also say, hey, come on to the show map as well. So that's what the invite was. Good to be here, Digger, Poonce, and Patter. Those are the three main characters. So yeah, definitely check them out. If you have kids, they'll really like this. It's quick. It's like 6 minutes. So yeah, go check out Digger's Story as well. The music you've been listening to on this episode is from the band We Wrote the Book on Connectors. The song is Ichiro Baseball Card, live at the Chop Suey. And you can find them at the PodSafe Music Network, which is at music.podshow.com. Well, I think that's going to be it for me today. I know I've already said that once, but hey, check me out again towards the end of this week. I know I'm getting it out a little bit late, but with the 3-day holiday, kind of pushed everything around. So I apologize on that. But hey, yeah, check me out, and hopefully we will have a little bit more to talk about. I'm sure something weird's going to happen to me this week. So anyway, take care, and I will see you next week.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.